Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Forever Dog.
Oh my goodness. Ouch. Wow. That is definitely a Latte Larry's automatic heating coffee cup. Definitely. It for sure is.
Scorched.
But the tables don't wobble. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot dogs. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some
hot dogs.
Hot goss when I'm at the party. Hot goss when I sip Bacardi. Hot goss. Girl, I saw LaGanja come in on the car.
Girl.
And I quit drag on the spot.
That car was hotboxed.
No, that is attention to detail that we need in this quarantine.
Did you see her open that door and there was smoke coming out? And then she said, let me roll down this window and do gymnastics through the monkey bars.
I will have you know that when LaGanja Estrunja drove up on the hood of that car, seven queens quit drag on the spot.
I tried to impale myself on the fence because I knew I would never be her.
No, impale. We never will be. Oh. Many try and many fail.
Sickening. Wait,
what are you talking about?
Oh, you don't watch Quarantine Queen? Hang up, log off. What are you doing on Monday nights, fag?
You need to press the dispute button on yourself, Dipper, right now.
Girl. You need to recuse, girl.
Recuse!
To the drag community.
Recuse thyself. We are, of course, talking about Quarantine Queen, which is Rhea Latrey's ongoing saga of a drag show, which she does how many times a week? 8 times a week?
Well, she does 2 seatings on Sundays for brunch.
No! And then
she does Mondays at 8 for Quarantine mm-hmm. Queen. I think mm-hmm. that there's a satellite performance on Wednesdays. And then Fridays is usually just like a cocktail hour, you know, like she had Adam Lambert on. She had Brendan Jordan. She was doing Lambert's like virtual like release party. Just hosting, you know, how she would. She hosts. It's what she does. She doesn't travel. She hosts.
I'm here for your entertainment.
Right.
We love Rhea Latrey.
So
check
much.
Her out at RHEALITRE.
Drag's baddest bitch.
She is. And this is just an example of our top story, which is drag finding a way.
Finds a way.
Won't she do it? Won't she do it?
Every time. Every
Won't
time.
Won't she give it to you? Yes.
Bitches and drag show was amazing too. That was like a full-on Sasha Velour like saga. There was the intermission. There was an arc. There was everything. Like she had a wind machine. She was doing
Yes. Yes. Last Friday, 30 entertainers took to the digital stage in the first show of its kind on Twitch. And it was such a success. I was part of it. It was very, very fun.
I saw it. It was good.
It was such a success that she has decided to... I did, actually. She has decided to do it again and do it every Friday from here on out.
Love it.
Fridays are a drag.
There's a rule though, no panties or bras. Don't be stripping down, having panties or bras out. You're not allowed to have panties or bras on the front page of Twitch.
This is the thing about Twitch, is they are very strict because it's all ages. It's for video gamers. So they are very strict about dress code. You can't do no panties and bras. You can't be too sexy. No sexy performing.
Yeah.
So
it's a tight establishment for sure.
Thank you. Well, there were a couple times where they had to intervene and cut off
the
entertainers.
They said, "Give it up for Alicia."
Yeah, because they had been warned and they were afraid of like the whole broadcast getting shut down. So I think it's an interesting challenge to do modest drag,
chaste drag. Yeah, that's why they won't let me at that library to read to the kids. They Googled me. And after I had canceled, I was like, I will be able to do this next time. And then they're like, okay, keep the date open. Then they said, we did some Googling. I said, oh, man.
And they said, you could keep the date open.
Damn.
You could go ahead and fill that date.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're going to take the hold off.
Yeah, soft. It was a soft hold, and now
it's a non-existent
hold.
It hasn't firmed up, but maybe.
So wait, what else is going on? T-Rex in Chicago has started doing drag matinee via Instagram Live.
But it won't smell the same.
You know, that's the thing I think I miss the most.
The smell.
The smell of bars, that mix of like bleach and like sweat and like poppers if you were around.
Yeah, I miss it too. I miss everything.
And in upcoming news, starting tonight and going all through this weekend, the Digital Drag Fest is happening, and I'm very excited to be a part of this. I've been preparing all week for this show, which we're calling the Quarantine Cabaret.
Love it.
And these are 30-minute shows by so many of your favorite queens.
Non-alphabetical. Alaska Thunderfuck, Jackie B, Jiggly Caliente, Jada Essence Hall, Jan, Heclina, mm-hmm. Davina DeCampo, Bag of Chips, Blue Hydrangea, Jujubee, Akira C. Davenport, Shea Coulee, Chanel Perillo, and hundreds of other divas.
So many. And like every person on this list, I would really love to see in front of a webcam for 30 minutes. I really am looking forward to it.
I'm definitely going to tune into that too. One more thing about T-Rex. I was doing her podcast last week in Chicago. I flew in on the 14th, and like literally during the podcast, which is out now, if you go to her profile, you can swipe up or whatever. You can hear me like getting text messages going, I need to go home. I need to get back on a flight, like worrying about like a quarantine happening. And it's kind of like harrowing to like think about it again. And I was like, what would I do if I was stuck in Chicago? Like, Hertz won't rent a car to me.
That's the thing. I mean, it's
people
it's
are stuck.
Crazy
all
circumstances.
Over.
I'm glad you got back when you did, because shit's closing up.
Shutting up shop, bitch.
It's closing up shop for sure.
I just want to like bury my head in the ground, but I'm so afraid that RuPaul will just frack me.
Oh my god. So wait. Okay.
So if we want to see this amazing show with the Digital Drag Fest girls, you can go to stageit.com/digitaldragfest. And they have a full lineup of performers, times, they do anal or just oral, and you can get your tickets.
And also there's a link in my bio. We just added another show on Sunday, I believe. So go ahead and get into it. We're doing earlier shows on Sunday so that it's more like appropriate timing for the UK and like Europe at different time zones.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody's, the commute right now isn't that bad anywhere, I don't think.
No, traffic is stunning.
So many people tell us and I've been checking like DMs because I've been so bored. And a lot of people say they listen to us in the car.
we're good for that.
I guess. Good for something in a car.
What privilege.
Yeah. Who?
I love your unit right now.
Thanks. I just put a ponytail on and then put the headphones on backwards.
You've got this sort of Jada Essence Hall walking into the workroom head wrap look almost.
It's this guy I follow on Instagram named Ty Taylor. He's really fine. He has like big hair like this all on top. And big hair and body.
Oh yeah.
What have you
Look at these shoulders. Look at her shoulders. I want to sell her shoulders at Barney's. Look at her shoulders. Okay. Now, we got a message from Ray, who runs the website dragchaser.com, which we couldn't get it in time. He claimed it. He claimed Drag Chasers.
Damn.
This is the message. It says, loving all the digital drag shows going on right now and wanted to help people keep track of when everything is happening, as it can become really confusing with all the different time zones. So check this out. A calendar constantly updated with upcoming live streams of interest. Applause, applause. Yeah. It's set to Israel's time zone. Thank you. You can also link it in your regular Google Calendar, which makes it even easier. The time of the events adjust based on your location.
I think there's another app too called Dragger, DRAGR.com or something.
Yes.
So I love that people are putting out all these, like, there's so much new content in the world, you know?
It's very that. I mean, drag is about, we're resilient people, that's for sure.
For sure.
And we are taking these newfound restrictions and limitations, and we're making the absolute most out of them. So I definitely, I recommend checking out Dragger, checking out Drag Chaser, and getting into these, keeping it all lined
keeping
up.
Keeping it pumping.
Keep it pumping.
Keep it pumping. Necessity is the drag mother of all invention.
That's tea.
How do you feel about digital drag shows? I see that you might be doing a pop-up number at my friend's show at Quarantine Queen.
Wait, yeah, I'm doing Quarantine Queen on Monday as well.
And it's,
I'm just going to do a little number. Just a little, like a tipping number.
I mean, it's a small room at Foo Bar, and that's where I always imagine that I am. So,
yes. You know,
just giving that vibe.
I like it because it's literally from the chest up, which is my favorite body part.
You love your clavicle.
So I do.
You can eat soup out of it.
I don't have to put fucking shoes on. And I don't. I also have just been painting my nails because in the apocalypse, we don't wear nails. We just paint our nails as we do.
Okay.
That's the new rules. I got new rules. I got a fun too. Three painted nails.
What about your hair?
What about our hair? Now we're playing musical charades with the fucking soundboard.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second, y'all. Wait a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
I made this for my digital drag show, which I'm doing starting tonight and going through this weekend. I got the soundboard app. Wait.
Boss Jack?
Ooh, isn't that nice?
I love that.
Wait, listen to this one. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, it's like Atlanta when you walk through from Terminal A to B.
We're in a peaceful forest. We're in a peaceful airport terminal.
Oh, I love that. Bitch, I miss the airport. I never thought I'd miss connecting in Atlanta. Well,
you know it's bad when you miss the airport, honey.
I love the airport.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
So, as a kindness punk, I am troubled, bothered, pressed, mad, annoyed.
Pressed like a HasLab eyeshadow palette? A press palette?
Mother Monster Lady Gaga has postponed the release of Chromatica. I want the drama sound effect, please.
Oh, the drama.
It was was literally, it was like a thread keeping keeping a lot of us hanging on. And mother said, I'm going to snip this thread real quick. We're going to postpone. It's going to be postponed until, I don't know, further notice.
I mean, Rhea did just do Judas like two nights ago at Quarantine Queen. So like, I'm good. Gaga can wait. I got my Gaga fill. And then the week before she did Stupid Love and Bobby was in there and like in the chat room and like saying hi to her and stuff. And like, it's like Gaga's going to persevere and come out whenever and it'll be great. She just needs to do it right with the videos and everything and the performances and the late shows. And she can't roll it out how she probably wants to, I bet. And like, you know, we need her too because new looks and new outfits. So like, I say give her all the time she needs. She's been so creative and so gift giving to like the world of the arts that like, bitch, she could take a year and I'd be fine. Like whenever she gives it to me, I will love it and say, thank you, Gaga. Give me more.
I will say that as well.
I understand.
And I completely understand. I understand logically that in order to roll out a massive comeback album, which this is poised to be, it has to be supported
by... Comeback? Where does she go? Who are you?
Music videos, dance rehearsals, live performances.
From clubs to bus to another
GMA.
Club.
Right. She has to do all these things to promote it. And so... she's not allowed right now and none of us are allowed. And so, I don't know. Here's my wish though. I hope that she gives us just a little droplet of just like sing one of the songs, like 30 seconds of a new song on Instagram, please. Oh, I know God. She wants to, I know she wants to.
She should text her.
That's all I ask. Stop hooking up with people, everyone. Absolutely stop it.
Do it.
It's time to get reacquainted with your own body and your toys and the good porn you like.
Hell yeah.
Because it is irresponsible and dangerous to have casual sex right now on period.
The only thing you should even think about going outside for is food or medical stuff. And when I look at a door, I'm thinking about bottoming for a doorknob usually. I'm not thinking about going outside nowadays because some of these doorknobs are looking real thick.
What about that doorknob behind Will right now? Do you see his? I don't think that's the right kind of doorknob.
No,
I don't think that's the right kind. That's a sideways spindle doorknob.
Yeah, right angle.
I need like a good old big Ebenezer Scrooge doorknob. That kind.
So, wait, okay, this is on our outline. I know about this.
This is sad.
I don't really know personally. Are people still out there, like, fucking?
My friend.
Dippy?
I have a friend in San Fran who I do the Peaches shows with. It's two initials. I forget his name, but he's, like, tall and gorgeous and, like, really flexible. But he was posting on his story about this guy trying to fuck, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, yeah, I guess you're right. I work for the Department of Public Health. And it's just like, what? Someone from the Department of Public Health in San Fran is on Grindr? Yeah, so people are out there still trying to fuck. For sure. For sure.
See, that's the kind of thing we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid getting into contact with other people because... we may have something that we're spreading to them or vice versa. And therefore we spread it to whoever we're quarantined with.
Sorry, keep going.
No, go ahead. That's all I have to say.
Eight people got arrested at a sex party for possession, exciting. Mostly of drugs, but they should have been arrested for mayhem because like, honestly, that's like, it's definitely like playing with like people's health, you know, and you can't be reckless like that, you know?
It's no good. Let's just put it on hold, just like Chromatica. Okay.
Let your holes grow over with hair.
Croaker.
If they aren't already.
Dipper, I'm looking in your direction.
Thank you, thank you.
She has flowers intertwined through hers, like spring day.
I just saw a messy man.
We want to take a moment to recognize and just sort of just take a moment of remembrance and sending some good love and some good vibes to Mona Foote, who we lost this week. She was a drag queen and a fixture in the New York queer community, and she died because of COVID-19. So this is, it's real and it's hitting our community. And it's something we should take seriously. And we love you, Mona. You're sickening, you're fierce.
Send a wig up to her. I always remember seeing her at the Cock. And at that point, I didn't even know she did drag. But then when I met her in drag at Wigstock last year, when we did that show, I just remember thinking like, oh my God, she's so beautiful and like Wonder Woman in. And just spinning and spinning and spinning with that cape. And like, she's gone. It's crazy.
So stunning.
Yeah.
So stunning.
There's been a lot of people struggling because bars and clubs are forced to close. And just financially, there's self-quarantine. But I think staying home is the right thing to do. And but lots of people have lost their income. And
instantly.
Boom. My friend just got laid off this morning. And he's like, tell me a joke, please. So I told him a joke and tried to get him in a good mood.
That's nice of you.
It worked for like a second. I sent him a picture of somebody and I was like, you'll laugh at this.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Shout out to Courtney. Hey, girl.
Oh, was it her in the back seat of that car?
No. Oh. No. That's
Hey Courtney, I know you're talking back to us right now like we're having a conversation in your house.
Oh yeah? Oh.
That's what Courtney does. Yes, Courtney. Yeah. No, actually no, Courtney.
No, you don't have to do kaleidoscope right now. You just did it this morning. No, maybe later, for sure. During golden hour.
Pipes and panties. A queen on ice.
The Courtney Gilberta X story.
A queen on thin ice. Okay, but seriously, this is a call to action right now because a lot of people in our community are struggling. So if you're in a position where you're able to work from home or if your source of income hasn't been as affected during this time, give some thought to supporting those who might normally be out there supporting you. So if on a normal week, you would go out to a bar a few times, buy some drinks and tip some bartenders, or you would see a drag show and hold up some $1 bills, consider continuing to do those things even if you aren't there in person.
Yeah, if you like a drag queen or artist, send them a tip. Let them know.
Do it.
A tip is a moment of personal interaction. They'll probably say thank you, try to suck your dick, or give you a drink ticket in the future. So pay it forward now if you can. Like spend what you would on like a bag or like a pill. You know, just like distribute that around to like four or five queens. I've been like watching these shows and discovering new talent too and like following them. Like Tito Soto in San Fran.
So
he did
good.
A sickening little thing. And then there was this crazy clown bitch with crucifixes who did like this German guar song, which like it was a polarizing song. The person I was in the room with was like, what? I was like, I love this. I'm tipping this bitch.
I loved that clown performer. That was a really good use of like the setting. But if you're wondering where you can find like the Venmo or Cash App information, you don't have to look very far. Drag queens will let you know. If you watch Quarantine Queen, for instance, Rhea pins the Venmo information right on the comments of the performer.
Yeah, but some dirty fat bitch wrote it on her leg too.
Was that you?
Yeah, it's still there. It hasn't come off like 3 days later.
Oh.
I used Abilene and everything. It was it's the good like red marker that you use to sign stuff, that thick one.
Oof. Oh yeah.
That does not come off real well.
Well, if it's on your thigh, a lot of people are gonna see that ad. That's like having a billboard in Times Square. These I didn't know about these, but thank you for putting these in here, Dipper.
Yeah. What, there are a few places that you can support the queer community and give stages mm-hmm. to artists, and you can support mm-hmm. their staff right now who aren't working too, who keep you entertained and keep the liquor flowing and stuff. Precincts.
These also in the description of the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Precinct and the Stud in San Fran, which is that cool ass bar owned by like a queer collective, Honey Mahogany, a couple others. Their staffs are on like furlough right now, and like nobody's making money mm-hmm. anywhere. So if you can help, it's amazing. Even if it's $1, they're pooling tips and they'll distribute it amongst everybody. And we're just trying to keep the community afloat as much as we can. And we know everybody's doing their own best and everything, but if you can give a little, give as much as you can, bitch, because it'll come back tenfold later. Someone will suck your balls.
Yeah, Precinct and the Stud both have GoFundMe pages, and we really encourage clicking those and going on over and giving what you can.
Thank you.
We got to support our community.
There is one community member that I would like to talk about that's given us so much in these past few days. We've all rallied around him. I'm writing letters to him and baking him some cookies with a little nail file in it. Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, has touched so many of us in the past week that our Rainbow Spotlight of the Week shines a light on the classic Joe Exotic song, I Saw a Tiger.
Exotique.
So everybody party with Joe Exotic.
I would also encourage people to go to Angina's page and watch her performance.
She's Tiger hilarious. Queen.
What does she do?
She does the
Tiger
King.
She dresses up like Tiger King.
Work.
Okay.
Oh, Angina, if you're listening to this, I have that little outfit that you left here. It didn't fit. So when quarantine's over, I still have it. Okay? I might wear it a couple times, too.
Let them run the jungle. Let them roam their land. Then stand back and marvel. What a beautiful. Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, tiger saw me.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my gosh, this is a segment that we would like to call Let's Get Political, Political. Let me hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. The stimulus package that's being offered, I'm always thankful, but it's $1,200 and to every single adult who owns less than $7,500 a year. And the bill also adds
$75,000
a year.
Yeah, the bill, if they earn who less earns than less than 75,000.
The bill also adds an additional $600 a month for the next 4 months to unemployment benefits.
Uh-huh.
$1 trillion. So where do they get that money from? I don't understand how they can just give out money.
I mean, I don't know. Dipper, do you know?
Do you know how this works?
Our country has a lot of fucking money, and they choose to spend it on things like war machines, like deep state funding, like all of this stuff that we don't really see. And so they're able to produce $2 trillion. But if you look at the breakdown, they're going to send $500 billion, which would be a quarter of this whole like relief aid to corporations.
Mm-hmm.
What?
To businesses, not to people.
Why?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked.
Because everything is corrupt and twisted. Because the government is in the pockets of these corporations because the people in charge just want to make their own money.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's really twisted, but they're waiting till the end of the month. And then there's going to be so much pressure from people who just need something to survive that they're going to settle for the shittiest deal. You know, a lot of Democrats are wanting to send $2,000 a month for the next 4 months or for the rest of the year or like different things. And this is the deal that the Senate passed this morning. It's Thursday when we're recording this.
Yeah, because like $1,200 one time in a month is not going to solve the problem of this.
It's also taxed.
Yeah.
Fucking shit, man.
Yeah. It's like, how are they going to get you on that after too? It's like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah. Here,
let me help you, but first I'm going to slap you in the face, you little bitch.
It's really bad.
I hate our government. At least I don't think Trump's going to win again after all this because she handled this shoddily. Like, CNN and MSNBC are now saying we're limiting Trump's like press conferences because the information he gives out is not factually right. And it's dangerous because people are watching him and thinking like, oh, okay, cool. Let me go back to work. He like wants to get the country back going already. No, In the past day, three different people I know have told me that they have it, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and everybody...
It's going to become a bigger issue if we don't take the quarantine really seriously now. It's going to make it last worse. Way, way, way longer. And so right now it's about getting supplies that hospitals and medical professionals need.
Think about it this way. If you want to go out for Halloween, make sure you don't go out for Memorial Day right now. Honestly, like, just chill. You do not need to go out until maybe like Pride at this point, unless you have to. Like in LA, they're saying we have to be indoors until at least May. And Mayor Garcetti said, expect it to be longer too. Like he said, and don't think you're coming out of that room either.
No.
For dinner and that's it, bitch. Go back in your room.
Yeah.
But we shall podcast. This bill also says that the girls won't see the money until April or May.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's not going to cut it.
No, and ask your landlords. I asked mine. I said, hey, I'm going to be late for the rent a little bit this month. And he said, okay, I think everybody's going to be okay with that. And I was like, okay, cool. Because, like, I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And it's not like high school math where you can just say, oh, I have a negative number. Doesn't work that way. That's never negative number is never an answer.
Yeah.
I do like some of the things that designers have been coming up with to distract us with, like, fashions and things, though, because, like, Ashton Michael making masks and, like, Christian Siriano and, like, you know, just contributing how you can, like, hey, I know how to do this here. Let me help the people that are making hand sanitizer for everybody. It's cool to see everybody trying to pitch in how they can.
Yes.
We're doing shows. We're trying to keep people entertained and stuff. And I mean, that's just as important. So people don't, like, fucking drown their sorrows indoors on their own.
Yes. And that has been a huge part of this whole thing, is like, drag has been sort of helping to keep me mentally sane, because it's giving me something to work toward and to focus on and to occupy my mind and occupy my time. And I think it does that for a lot of people. But I mean, the important thing is, like, this is going to be going on for a while, and it's going to be a long haul, but we have to take it just one day at a time. And don't go out. Don't jump the gun trying to get things back to quote unquote normal, because it will make this problem way worse.
For sure. I mean, the good thing is y'all can just hand wash your tights. You won't be running out of stuff like that, but I'm running out of Coty powder.
I'm wearing tights during this during this quarantine, Toots? Tights were the first thing to go. I burned them for firewood, bitch.
Send them to a hospital used for a mask.
I mean...
The most important thing right now is hospitals getting the supplies they need and the medical professionals. I saw some nurses wearing garbage bags because they were out of... protective gear. Masks are low, if not completely out everywhere, and ventilators are really needed. And
especially in New York.
Yeah, the president can enact something called the Defense Production Act to force businesses who are able to stop manufacturing what they make and start making ventilators and masks and sanitizers. And a lot of businesses have stepped up. Elon Musk is making ventilators at Tesla. 3M has doubled their production of masks. Christian Siriano, Ashton Michael, Sickening, he has got a download DIY pattern for you, like, at home personal protection needs and things. I'm really happy with people and seeing how they're, like, stepping up.
Yeah.
But this Defense Production Act, is that the same kind of thing that they had, like, metal factories who did cars and stuff in the 40s produce stuff for the war?
Yes. And Trump is saying, well, enough people are volunteering, so I don't need to, like, make businesses do this.
That's fucked.
Fucking stupid.
I mean, it would be great if everybody could figure out a way to contribute, because this is going to affect everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's end this segment with a note from John regarding the census.
Listening to your last Hot Goss episode, I wanted to say why the census is important. Representation in the U.S. House of Representatives is determined by the census, so the number of reps per state gets adjusted every 10 years. It's capped at 435. So, for example, in the 2000s, perhaps,
Mississippi.
I don't know.
MS has three reps, but then enough people move in to bump them up to 10 reps in the 2010s. Other states lose reps to balance that out. The important part is that Republicans want to limit who is counted to favor predominantly white states. And keeping in mind that the Constitution states that the census will count all persons rather than all citizens, you may see why undercounting people would be bad. So everyone should do their census in 2020 and we will all benefit from it. Okay.
Mississippi.
Thank you, John.
You're right.
Ding, 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 ding. Well done.
Oh, I missed the soundboard.
I know.
I take so many things for granted.
I know.
Now, who zipped up that gown for you? Because, I mean, I'm impressed that you've been standing this whole time, because that's obviously not a seated look, not with those feathers. You don't want to crease those feathers and paillettes.
No, I can't sit down. The designer requested that I not, but it's worth standing. Just listen to it flourish. Listen. Can you hear that on the mic?
Ooh, the crystals and the mic and the feathers on the mics.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's fabulous.
Is that turkey or ostrich?
A little bit of both.
That's good. A blend.
Yeah.
Sensible for these times.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. It's really dark in here. I hope that no one fracks open this cave while we're in here.
God, I hope no one fracks in this cave.
That would be a disaster. We are, of course, going spelunking.
In into the
deep into the DMs. Why don't you read this first one?
Okay. Remember to email your questions to Race Chaser Podcast also at Gmail.
Yeah.
This is from Mr. R. Dear Jack, Jana, and Chrissy. I'm Chrissy. I was surprised to hear that none of you listened to the recent Fresh Air podcast with RuPaul, where Ru asks about his... where Ru talks about his 60,000-acre ranch in Wyoming. Ru mentions that a 21st-century ranch is about land management, leasing mineral and water rights to oil companies, which suspiciously sounds like fracking. Unfortunately, Terry Gross does not push the topic in the interview with a follow-up question. I'd like to hear your opinion on the topic. Fracking is terrible for the environment and wastes enormous amounts of water. This also connects Ru financially to oil companies. P.S. Your rent check bounced, Mr. Roper. What are your thoughts on fracking and mother making her coin on?
I don't know anything about this.
I only know enough about it to joke.
I've heard that fracking is bad, and I believe that. I guess it's like it's very bad for the land.
Yes.
It pollutes the water sources where people live. Yes. Right? So fracking ultimately is bad. The reason why people do it is because if you live on a plot of land and you in the middle of a state somewhere, in like a rural area, then like a company calls you up and they're like, we're going to give you thousands and thousands of dollars right now if you let us just, you know, fiddle around in your land a little bit. So this is attractive to landowners in the short term because they're like, oh, wow, I can really make money off of this. But ultimately, fracking is bad because it's damaging to water sources and to nature, right?
Yeah, I think the only thing the fracking benefits right now is comedians. Because it gave us so much more material. It's just another thing where it's like, what is she doing?
Do we have proof that RuPaul is fracking? Because it's really fun to make jokes, like you said, but let's not like make accusations if that isn't like actually the case.
From what I saw, because I wanted to make sure before I put my foot so far up my mouth it came out my ass, that there was some map that shows incidents of like oil and then things where like the fracking is happening, like an overlay map. And like there were a lot of them on RuPaul's property. So I
saw a graphic with a bunch of dots on it too, but I also have Photoshop and I can fucking put my head on fucking Charlize Theron's body if I want to. I don't know what if it's true or if it's I think it's funny to make jokes about fracking, about RuPaul. That's funny. But I also don't want to like go around throwing accusations if I don't absolutely know for sure.
I do. So there was this movie with Matt Damon and I think Emily Blunt all about fracking. And I almost watched it. So I feel okay to talk about this.
Oh my God.
And just like really let everybody know about the fracking.
So wait, Dipper, is it true or is it not?
I don't know. I don't have any solid receipts.
I want to see the receipts.
So we're just throwing around.
You don't have the water bill?
No.
But, from the mineral rights?
But I...
Air rights?
How are we going to save DragCon? Let me tell you about mineral rights.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know. We would love some... intel about it if anyone has any proofs.
Some girls use mineral powder, others use mineral peel.
Bear minerals. That's what Dipper uses, but it's spelled bear like a bear.
Instead of buff buff tap, it's buff buff frack.
Oh my lord. The next message is from T. Dear Alaska Willem and Big Dipper, given everything that's happening in the world, it's easy to forget that we're still in the holy season of Lent. I know that you are two good Christian women, and in honor of his second coming in a few weeks on Easter Sunday, I was wondering if you could answer a question for me about Jesus Christ. Would you consider Jesus more of a look queen, those abs, the draping, or more of a prop queen, the water, the wine? I'm a big fan of the pod. Thanks for keeping us entertained during these hard times. Speaking of hard times, I've also attached a photo of my dick.
Yes.
Best. T.
I would like to talk most about this photo because his nails are so cute. He has this gorgeous teal nail polish on his stubby little thumb that's embracing his big member.
I love the breaking down of gender binaries and gender rules. And so I love seeing a lovely, bright, nail-polished hand wrapped around a giant dick. It really affirms life for me.
Something's firm.
So Jesus. Little queen, prop queen. Is she a comedy queen?
I mean, I think she's kind of a pointer sister. She's like, when the nails go through her hand, she's got like both her index fingers out. Like, it kind of like in Ariana where she's like, she does running and then she does fallen. Like, and it's like one, never mind. I know
she's
what
a stunt
about.
Queen. I'm sorry, but she's a prop queen and a stunt queen. Hey, okay, so guys, I'm going to be bringing in a giant wooden crucifix.
But it's cool. I have a towel for after, so I usually don't make a mess. It'll be fine. Yeah,
I'll just wipe the stage down after. There will be blood, and also my number is going to last for 3 days. And then I'm going to come back after a few days after you think it's over. So, like, she's a stunt queen. She's
also, I'll be using strobe. So if you have sensitivities, and there may be light stigmata.
Do you want to read?
Yeah, the next question comes from M. He said, here's an RPG game I played back in the day that made me think of you both. I also attached a pic of my boyfriend's dick right before he loads me. Take care, guys. Oh my God. P.S. I'm enjoying listening to your podcast. Fuck yeah. This is why I podcast. Oh my God. This PlayStation game is called Legend of the Dragoon. Oh, wow. Is that Photoshop?
I don't know. I don't think
think it's real.
Legend of the Dragoon. Which one are you? Oh, you're that
the
one.
The Legend of the Dragoon. Courtney Act is doing her wing reveal in the middle of that game.
She sure is. I think you're bottom right, and then I'm on the left, and then the T on the side for teen. We'll give that to Courtney and Gia.
T.
Oh, but I would like to talk about this other picture that M sent us in with the PlayStation game, because it's in a mirror.
They got those good closet door mirrors right by the bed. You know the ones.
It's in a mirror, and then I just zoomed in on the phone case in the mirror because I thought it would be a reflection, but it's actually a phone cover, and I think it's a giant hamburger.
A hamburger?
Yeah, zoom in on that phone picture. It looks like a hamburger next to the dick.
Why they got a picture of fucking an Arby's meal on their phone case?
Girl, it looks like a loose meat sandwich, not his whole, the picture.
Hello.
Look at it. Now, about this hole, everything is so right in this picture. Even his feet are cute. I counted 5 toes on each, and they're all clean, not calloused.
The 9 dancing toes of Miss Morgan McMichael.
She could have 2 toes and we wouldn't see him under all those layers of tights and we wouldn't know.
Why you mad though? Why you mad though? Why you
mad though? Like that.
As like my... Okay, thank you so much for Legend of the Dragoon. Okay, our next message is from Kara. Dearest darling, it's Alaska William and Associates. That's you, Tipper. Love the podcast. I listen to every episode, some of them twice. I recently got into a heated discussion with a regional drag artist about looks versus
not regional. How dare you?
About looks versus talent. In fact, I was told that I shouldn't even go on stage looking like I do. I'm not going to get into all the gory details, but know that the state we live in doesn't have a single game bar, and many of us area queens have to wait sometimes months for a gig. With all of that said, what do you find to be more important to an audience, being pretty or being entertaining? Thanks for your time. Love you both to the moon and back. Sorry about the lack of dick. I'm writing this from work, but here are some pics of us together for your trouble and me in full beat for tax. Love always, Cara Fiera. Oh, that's pretty.
Oh wow, you look great.
Yeah, she looks cute.
Oh, yeah, she looks... But she probably sent us her best picture, too.
But she sent us pictures... She was at meet and greets with us, and she's out of drag, and she's a young man. And I would not have guessed that she's a young man from her drag picture.
She looks kind of like a young Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I actually think her drag makeup is great, and the hair is really fun, and it has movement. It's red and curly. Listen, the age-old question.
What would you rather have, looks or talent?
I would always rather have talent. I would always rather watch a show with someone who looks a mess but is giving it their all and being funny and entertaining and fierce. That's what drag is. Period.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if it's a huge stage, you can get away with being pretty and just doing a walking number if your outfit's right and the hair's good and whatever, if you're not talented. But I think I'd rather be talented than pretty too, probably. But if someone ever told you that you were so ugly you shouldn't go out on stage?
Hoes mad. Hoes have been mad. Hoes stay mad. Cara Fiera. You cannot listen to whoever this fucking overgrown orangutan is who's telling you these things. You can't. You have to like fight for your gigs. And obviously, if they have something to tell you like that, then maybe they're jealous, or maybe you have something that they want, or you're taking a gig that they want. But you know what? You can't engage in that negativity, and you have to just like keep doing what you do and moving forward. Aisha Palanteing. And I also don't think that looks and talent are at odds with one another, because a lot of the queens who you might classify as a look queen, they also have tons of talent. I mean, Violet Chachki is coming to mind. I mean, she's ridiculously talented at performing.
Did you see what she recently said about drag and Atlanta drag in particular being like difficult and it's tough? And it, she made a really good statement about it, because I think Aiden was complaining about drag in Atlanta, the drag scene, and how tough it was or something.
On Drag Race, yeah.
Yeah, and Violet said something that was real succinct and like it encompassed my thoughts exactly about the whole industry. It's a tough one, and if you don't have a thick skin, good luck.
Yeah, it is hard. And exactly. And this is an example of, you got to keep that thick skin pushing, Cara Fiera.
No one's here to give you hugs in the dressing room. It fucks up your wig. You got to.
I am.
Okay, get your hair fucked up, bitch.
I will.
Carry it calm.
Do you want to read this next message?
Yeah, it's from Max. He says, hi there, A&W and Big Dipper. My name's Max, partial to the pod, and I'm the math girl. The math girl's here. I want to ask some mathy questions. I know we love some math, Drag Race. I've noticed in a couple pod moments that Willem seems to be...
I love the math look.
I've noticed in a couple pod moments that Willem seems to be really quick with arithmetic, addition, multiplication. Willem, do you find that doing arithmetic comes quickly to you? I don't know why I find it interesting. I just do. Anyway, thanks for being with us in this time of global crisis. It's going to take everyone to get through this. With you, Max. I can't think of a specific time that I've done math well on the podcast, but if you say so.
I can think of a time you've done meth well. I'm just kidding.
You still listen in court?
So you're not particularly a mathematician? I've never noticed.
I don't know. I count my ones just like any other drag queen.
I count my blessings just like any other drag queen.
Whipped and blessed.
Oh, blessed.
Blessed and highly favored.
Blessed and highly flavored. Okay.
There's some bullion cube in that pussy.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Our next message is, I'm writing down in my file this song that I want to put in this medley. I'm back.
Don't you pull it out. Don't you shoot it on my chest. Just breed me.
Just breed me.
Breed me. And I let him
still
have
got it. Okay, the next message is from Jay. Hello, Lasky, Willie, and Dippy. I began watching a Golden Girls under isolation. My job let me go while all this virus stuff is happening, so I decided to catch up on gay television. What do you think is the gals' best season? Do you think it lines up with their Emmy wins? I've been reading up on a lot of the lore, and it's very interesting. Hope you're feeling okay. Stay safe and clean. Best, Jay. Well,
have you ever watched this show?
Cracking my fingers as we get into the Golden Girls. First of all, if you want to talk about the lore, I really recommend the book by Jim Colucci, which I believe the title is Golden Girls Forever, but you can look up Jim Colucci Golden Girls book. And it
Hi, Frank.
Is, it, hey, Frank DeCon.
Hi, Jim.
Deep friends of the pod. The book is really great, and he really goes in depth. He talks to people who were part of the show and everything like that. What is the best season of the show? It really depends, because there's sort of the first half of the show and the second half of the show, and the writers sort of changed over by the time you get to the later seasons. And all of them are good, but the style is a little bit different in the later seasons because the jokes become a little bit more arch and a little bit more like absurdist, because the comedy drug is wearing off, so they have to up the ante. So it depends on whether you like the more like sincere, innocent jokes of the earlier seasons or the more like crazy antics of the later seasons. I prefer like right in the middle, the sweet spot, like season 3, season 4. Those are like my favorites. But thank you, Jay.
Totally. I don't really watch them, but I enjoy the lore and like reading about like the girls hating each other and stuff. The girls fighting.
They never hated each other. They all ate lunch together every single day and they were fucking friends.
Did they?
This ain't Sex in the City, honey.
Oh. Well, I wasn't on Golden Girls, yeah. Sasha
when Courtney goes on Hey Queen and says, I was never really friends with them. We were just doing our job. I could do that. Courtney's the Kim Cattrall. I don't really know them. We were just doing our job. Okay. Go ahead.
From Sasha. Dear Willem, Alaska, and Dipper, I'm a 24-year-old college student in San Fran. Your podcast gets me through my daily commutes. Oh my God, see? And is especially great when trying to tune out aggressive crackheads on the Muni. Oh my. Okay, we've been on, better than bark. Okay, we've been on lockdown for a week now, and I'm horny as all fuck, 24/7. The dick supply has dried up since all the gays have fully abided by the quarantine. You think the last virus would be a learning lesson? While I support the social distancing, I am terminally horny. So it's time for me to explore with toys and turning during the downtime. I've had an anal orgasm one time from this guy I fucked up Grindr, but haven't experienced since. I've used dildos, vibrator, and fingers to try to make it and find it, but it's not enough stimulation to actually make me come. Do you have any specific recommendations I should try? I'd like to finally experience coming hands-free and figured this would be the perfect time to try it. Sasha, here's a dick pic for your hopeful enjoyment. That gasp was from my asshole, not even my mouth. That's
how
much it likes.
The room fell silent.
Oh my God. I want this guy to frack me so hard.
Oh my God.
That mineral right shoot out my nose.
Oh God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Leasing options for my land in Wyoming.
Oh, damn. That's gorgeous. Fuck.
Do you come from getting fucked?
Oh yeah. More than five times, less than 10 probably. But normally
in
it's
a lifetime.
Yeah, but I can do it. But normally so it's
a low percentage.
Yeah. I would only do it if I, you know, usually it's just like, well, let me come. You're ready to come. Let me come too. But like, if you want, for sure, you could bang it out.
Okay.
Has cool. that ever happened to you or you differ? No?
I've witnessed it happening due to me doing it to someone, but it's never happened to me.
I remember the first time it happened, I was like, look, Dad, no hands.
Oh, oh my God.
Ooh, Sasha. And by the way, next show that we have in San Fran, you know how they wouldn't let us have a horse on stage in San Fran? Well, we're going to get Sasha next time.
Well, I'll say this. Thank you for the note, Sasha. And thank you also
for the correspondence, really.
Yes. Thank you for abiding by the quarantine in this time. I know that a lot of people are used to going around and having sex with multiple people several times per week. And so I know that you probably have a lot of free time and energy on your hands that you don't know what to do with. But I appreciate you not risking the health of the world by going out because of those stirrings and urgings.
Now, I am more than willing to help him with his stirrings and urgings. If okay. he would like to write into Race Chaser Pod with contact information, I can connect him with a certified counselor, BetterHelp, where I've recently taken on some moonlighting work. So maybe I'll be your counselor. I can hope. And if you don't like your counselor, it's easier free to change to me, bitch.
I think it might, I mean, maybe, I guess, like, keep experimenting with it, and maybe there's, like, some sort of size or angle that is going to make it work. Also, keep in mind that the biggest sexual organ is your brain, and so maybe, I don't know, maybe it comes down to the person who you're having that experience with, so I don't know.
I have a recommendation, too, a fuck machine, because using your... Wait,
okay.
Wait, no, listen, it's good logic because honestly,
you're right.
Using your hands takes away from like the relaxing able, like where everything just releases, you know, because you're still working at it. Like it needs to just be like a total surrender where your body decides this is what I'm going to do without my hands, without my extremities. This is all dick now. So it's
or
like,
maybe one of those wall squeegee ones that suctions onto the wall.
Yeah, but sometimes you lose your security deposit with those.
Damn.
I've had such a great episode with you guys. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you so much. Another quarantine-tastic episode.
And thank you for everybody for listening to Ha Ha. If you want to send us questions for next week, get her back in the stable. Send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions, nudity, and making us laugh get priority.
We have bonus video content also available on patreon.com/Willem. And you can sign up to be a patron and support us that way. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos however you want.
And you can follow us on Instagram @Willem, yes. @TheOnlyAlaska5000, yes, and @racechaserpod. We will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming,
scalding,
burning,
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.